Relic Radio.
This is Relic Radio Sci-Fi, old-time radio, science fiction stories from RelicRadio.com.
Radio and produced by Michael McKay. Routine exercise.
How do you feel, Harvey?
How should I feel, sir?
Gently now, Captain. I know you've been through the mill, but can't you understand they're giving you a break? They're giving you a chance. And in a good many countries, you would have been shot or brainwashed. Tell the truth, Captain. Two men's lives have been lost under peculiar circumstances during a routine exercise, and your vessel returns to base with the following deficiencies. In brief, a large quantity of ammunition, two torpedoes, and two Hunt-class missiles with atomic warheads.
But blasted, sir, I've answered the question.
Partly.
Partly or wholly, what does it matter? It's an execution or a padded cell, either way.
I've already told you, Harvey, they're giving you a chance. Both the American authorities, because it was an international exercise, with a British captain and first officer and an American crew, and us. We're giving you a chance, Harvey. Captain Harvey, I am the last rung, the top of the ladder. When you leave this room, my recommendation will carry a lot of weight with the Board of Inquiry. The truth, Harvey. Full story, please.
The nuclear submarine Taurus was doing dummy runs, sir. Routine stuff. The exercises included the theoretical launching of a Hunt missile.
And during one of the drills, there was some sort of blowout in one of the electrical circuits.
Yes, sir, and there was a sort of bump, sir.
Bump?
Like a distant depth charge. That's sort of hard to describe.
What then?
I ordered immediate surfacing, sir, and I went up. Have a look around.
What's happened, sir?
It stinks. He's better, sir, like a compost heap or rotting vegetables. Or...
Don't make a song and dance about it, Mendel. We're being watched by our American friends, remember?
Land mass. 18 miles ahead. How can that be? It's supposed to be 128.
The compasses are spinning round like pinwheels, sir.
What?
Look, I saw something. Fly across the moon, sir.
Did you? Nothing, Mendel. Probably a flying saucer, that's all.
Sir, it's not supposed to be a full moon.
Hello, Bridge. Captain speaking.
Shite here, sir. We're being blipped. Something like a radar beam is bouncing off our hull every 17 seconds and closing.
Closing?
Getting more frequent, sir, as if they're shortening their arc, trying to center on it.
Very good, Charles. Keep me posted. Get me the entire ship.
Okay, sir. Go ahead.
The captain speaking. Attention, all hands. This is a genuine alert. Repeat, genuine. The circumstances have arisen which may make it necessary for us to take offensive or defensive action at a moment's notice. Under the peculiar circumstances apparent to all, I have no alternative but to place this vessel at full alert. Action stations, load all torpedo tubes, stand by. That is all.
Man battle station torpedo. Man battle station torpedo.
Whoever it is hanging onto it, sir.
Pull ahead to get up. All right, try. Stand by.
Vessel, bearing green 05.
See anything?
An outline, sir. No navigation lights.
Signals. Talent.
Guns are ready, sir.
Lights. Search lights, blast it.
Sir, there... I mean, nothing... No answer.
All guns, fire!
What the devil was it, sir?
I don't know. Candidly, I don't want to know.
Something impossible is happening. I don't know exactly how to explain what I mean, but... Well, you never know with atomic subs, do you, sir? The blown circuit and that queer bump. That thing I saw fly across the moon, sir. And I did see it, sir. And it wasn't a flying saucer. Looked like a... pterodactyl. Flying lizard sort of thing. Does anything fit, sir?
If you're playing around with time shift theories, Mendel, stop it. It doesn't work. Yes, Wallace?
The forward lookout, sir. He's gone. I went to take him some cocoa, sir. The deck was all wet and slippery. All I found left were these. His night glasses, sir. They've been crushed. Like something that weighed 100 tons hit him.
Radar blips every 3 seconds.
15 fathoms, sir. Deepening?
Deepening, sir. Seabed slanting away. Sheer. 23 now, sir. Going down like a cliff.
Well, take a chance it stays that way. All right, Mendel. Clear decks and secure. Stand by to dive.
Dive!
Maximum depth. Cut engines.
Up there, sir?
We were fired on. They straddled us for the first cell there.
Shells, sir?
I wouldn't know. I had the impression it was some form of condensed energy. Maybe I just dreamed that part. There's something above us. Three somethings. Behind us. Traveling in line abreast. Probably making about 15 knots.
Care to buy a fine tooth comb, sir?
Well, no, thanks. Our friends up there are giving them away gratis. I think the word hostile is an adequate description, don't you? Up, periscope. Surface parties close up. Torpedo men stand by, Chief. Issue automatic weapons. Take 2 reliable men for additional guard duties.
surface.
Inside of a pressure cooker. Still stinks, doesn't it, sir?
Yes, only worse. Attention all surface parties. All guards, watch the surface of the water. If anything comes up, or if there's any visible disturbance below the surface, don't wait. Open fire immediately.
Depth 580, sir.
Good job. Maybe you can see the world.
Aircraft at 1 o'clock, Captain. 75,000 feet up. Descending in spirals. Making about 1,200 knots.
Clear deck. Diving station. Dive, dive!
Up, periscope.
Ladies, we're speaking about biotechs in a series of programs, and Mrs. E.B. Granger of Gordon Road, Heathfield in the Cape wrote to say that she decided to try our biotechs just to see if it lived up to our claims. And she said, I bought a packet, and lo and behold, it actually did just what the advert said. I'm so proud of the children's white shirts, the hankies, and the underwear, that I want to say it will be biotechs for me every washing day from now on. Some of my family's accessories were left with slight stains, but now, thanks to biotech soaking, they come out white, and the stains do go away, as you say. Now, that is the statement from Mrs. Granger of Heathfield of the Cape, and it bears out what we have been saying to you ladies ever since biotechs first came on the market. We said to you, it is different to any washing product that you've ever used before. We claim that the stubbornest stains will vanish, and people like Mrs. Granger bear out our claims. Remember, biotechs.
Huh?
I don't know. Something. Craft. Never seen anything that. About 130 feet long. Like an elongated pear drop. No thoughts, no openings. It's sort of, well, spaceship. Only it floats. They're using their tubes as a drive, making about 8 knots.
They're looking for us. Looking for us again.
Pinpointing us. This is something they've rigged up on the spur of the moment.
That surface up there. The heat, sir. The land being close when it shouldn't be. You remember I said... Well, you did too, sir. Something about time. The original blowout, sir. I think we've jumped. I think somehow we're back in... Did see something fly across the moon.
Quiet.
Stand by for the torpedo tubes.
Not just a thing at all. Better give the torpedoes a surface setting.
Coming across our bow, sir. Dead straight line at green O.
Fire one. Fire two. Dive deeper. Emergency lighting.
We hit whatever it was, sir. Twice. Don't think there'll be much to salvage, do you?
No. No.
Periscope depth.
Up, periscope.
Huh? Hmm. Hardly be any wreckage. How did that explosion?
Nothing. Oily. Terribly thick, the water seems. Doesn't seem like the water of the Atlantic. Dead fish. Dead.
What?
Body.
You saw?
Just floated. Young man. He's human. Somehow I expected anything that came up, whatever's been after us, not to be human.
Pull the head together.
Going to stick the periscope depth, sir?
I prefer to know what's happening. If we lost a ship under similar circumstances, I think we'd go looking for it, don't you? I don't think their reaction will be any different. Let's hope they're too far away when they arrive.
Let's have another look.
Didn't take them long.
Hey, you better take a look, Bandle. Could be a dream, but I have my doubts.
What the devil is it? A baby moon or something?
Looks almost big enough, doesn't it?
I think it's the mothership.
I don't understand.
Well, I'll explain later.
Missile party, close up.
Think like the enemy. Place yourself in his position. There must be a stellar racer. Probably on a survey mission. Probably checking on likely planets for future colonization or something. When their instruments detected us with an obvious technology, their commander must have done a double take. Mendel is right. Somehow, we are in waters that are not the Atlantic of the 1960s. Something's happened to time. We've gone back. The heat, the smell, the land mass where it shouldn't be, that's up to one thing. That we're in another time. Somehow. I don't know how. And this spaceship cannot understand why a technology is functioning in a prehistoric world. The mothership can't expect us to have anything that can strike from out of the water into the air. That's what the enemy must think. He's got to think that.
Missile party, stand by to launch.
Don't expect to win, making a gesture that's all a gesture of self-preservation. Better than running away. Where could we run to? My safe port. Someone might build several million years in the future.
Missile party at the ready, sir.
Countdown.
I think they're more than 5,000 feet above us.
Missile away, sir. Number two, countdown. Two away, sir. Dive!
We did.
It's breaking up fast, sir. It's backing.
Why is she breaking up so quickly? Our hull is built to keep pressure out. A spaceship, I suppose, would be built to keep pressure in. Our bulkheads and doors, therefore, are failing when water under enormous pressure starts rushing in.
A lot of our machinery is still functioning.
Wilkins, sir. I think he's dead. He was just making a routine check of the fuses when the current arced right across his hand. For no reason.
No reason.
Wilkins knew his job, sir. Flash and bang came with the same sort of bump we had in the beginning, sir. Before all the queer business started.
I'll put him in the torpedo room for a minute. I'll be along. Up, periscope.
How is it, sir? How does it look?
Just as it should look, Mendel. The North Atlantic. Gray. Windy. Cold. So that's the end. As we imagined it might be something like that.
You believe me, sir? You're not humoring me.
On the contrary, certain crustacea adhering to the hull of the Taurus no longer exist today, save as fossils. Now, I know you're not a scientist, Harvey, but have you formed any theory for yourself as to why this time shift took place?
Well, sir, I don't think it was anything to do with Taurus. I think it was something they were doing.
Go on.
I think for a vessel to travel between the stars, it would have to overcome time as well as space. I think they'd have to bend time in relation to space. Otherwise, an interstellar journey would be everlasting. Possibly, conditions were just right. I think they were checking their power units, and somehow they tuned into us. We, in the present, on a routine exercise, they, in the past, our past, this world's past. The time was, conditions were just right for us, too. The right power coming from our reactors. Unwittingly, they created a time warp, and we were snatched into it.
And then, when the seawater reached those mechanisms, a short was created, and the process reversed itself.
Yes. They, a far-developed civilization, were surveying a prehistoric planet, our planet, Earth, millions of years ago. And we, in the present, highly developed, were snatched back to the past. Our own planet's past. Heavens, sir. Think how developed their world must be now.
Captain Harvey, it's only fair to tell you that you've come out of this rather well. For purposes of secrecy, your crew were interrogated under drugs, and all of them praised your bearing. Obviously, we can't give you a medal, but shall we say that promotion from now on will probably be quite rapid.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Something still worrying you?
A highly advanced race could sink to barbarism, multiply, and in the course of a few million years, climb up again, couldn't it?
Yes. Yes, I suppose it could. But I fail to see quite what you're driving at.
It was a devil of a size, that thing we shot down, sir. Should have been at least 4,000 or 5,000 souls saved from it. They'd probably have made land somehow.
Well, I'm afraid I still don't.
I shot down the mothership, cut them off from their world forever. They were just like us. I saw a body floating in the water. Just like us. I can't help wondering if we, the people of Earth, are the descendants of the survivors.
You have just been listening to Routine Exercise by Philip E. High.
brought to you by Biotex, the new soak and pre-wash powder. Routine Exercise was adapted for broadcasting and produced by Michael McCabe. Listen again next Friday night at 9:30 to FF 68.